The Revenants. Meet my friend, the late Maurice Ravel. His bolero band, and his name damned as a bar to heaven and a door to hell at the Convent of the Seven Sorrows. Enter my colleague in critical theory, who analyzed the horizon from the bottom of a well and tried to understand the tides by kicking over a bucket of brine. I bring your attention to the Baroness von Tybel Schmidtlein, whose burning passions cremated time until her life was ash. Here's Preston, her son, fresh from his yoga mat, who inhaled God everywhere, like air, but shot himself on Mother's Day, her white gloves in his lap. Why this parade of revenants down the page? I've tried my best to prevent the last breath of my friend on his deathbed by introducing this circus of the marvelous and strange, and it worked. I mean, it gave him a final smile. With a quick turn of his head, he said, "Why look so sad when you've brought Ravel and the Baroness back from the dead?"